Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Claudia Jordan.
We're going to talk about Carly Russell because, of course, we have to. You know, everybody in the world is talking about this girl, the new Jussie Smollett, okay? We found out more information about the disappearance or lack thereof, and she may have shocked you all. We know that with Carly Russell, there was a lot of holes in her story. And I was one of the people to be like, I do not believe this girl. And people were attacking me, of course, telling me that I was this and that and the third. And then they're quiet as hell now. Well, no apologies, no nothing, but it's okay. We're going to talk all about that. And we're going to talk about her boyfriend as well, or lack thereof again, because he's running for the highway that she saw the little baby on.
And he got mad followers now on Instagram. Like, people are checking for him now.
He's verified.
That's crazy.
He's verified. He has like a ton of followers behind this.
Damn, Carly.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, we had fun discussing different topics here and chopping it up and talking about everything and giving our honest opinions and not other people's, you know, not holding back ever. And we're going to share some of our memories from the Undressing Room podcast since we've been on with all of you guys, all of you ladies. We're also going to discuss hot topics, and we have some super sad news out of Philly. We're going to be talking about Gilly the Kid, his son. He passed away, and it's, oh my goodness, what's going on out there, y'all? We're going to dive into our DMs. I got some really good DMs, and it's funny because one of the ones that I came across, I was like, this will literally be perfect. So let's talk about Macy's. Own your beauty, own your style. Close out the summer as the main character. Whether you're feeling electric in bright lips and wedges or casually cool and relaxed shorts and stackable rings, own your style at Macy's. For all the inspo and must-haves you need right now, visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Now, if you need a little help finding your style footing, or if you're a veteran that just needs like a point or two to switch it up, you could pair up with Macy's personal stylist. It's free, and they'll help you put your look together either in the store or from the comfort of your own home. So head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. So on the Mona Hustle Show, we call her Carly B. I don't know why. I think because it just flows and sounds like Cardi B. And then you got like Carly Red. It's just like two, like a reality show.
There's mad Carly's out there.
It's mad Carly's. And this is giving reality show anyway, because she staged a whole kidnapping and the whole world got involved, right? People were defending her. People were sending money. I think it was $63,000 they collected. And now people are like, I want my money back. They was like, no, we found her. They did. They did find her.
As a kid.
They found her walking down the street to her mother's house. So the Hoover police did not believe Carly Russell has been abducted like she claimed. They had no reason to believe to. They said her story is not adding up. When I heard the 911 call, I was like, but she doesn't sound like she's losing her mind. So she told them in the 911 call that she drove 600 yards to follow the infant she claimed she saw on the highway. That's 6 football fields. So she just seen him walking down the street. He had no shoes on, she said. She also had a weird search history after they checked her phone, which was hilarious. She Googled the movie Taken. She said, how much is it for an Amber Alert? She searched how to take money from a register without getting caught. I don't even think she ended up taking the money. She took a robe and like a toilet paper roll from her job, which was a spa. Why did people think she was a nurse? Everybody was saying she was a nurse and she was like, this whole story was crazy. Either way, I remember her boyfriend came out and he was like, oh, you know, we're just praying. And she's been through a lot. And now that she's coming out saying, you know, I made this all up. I'm sorry. He's like, this girl is a clown. I'm disgusted and I'm blindsided. Do you think he took it too far with his words?
Yeah, because I do believe that him cheating on her led to her little breakdown. Let's not act like he had nothing to do with this. Now, he didn't tell her to go kidnap herself, but let's not act like, oh my God, I can't believe that she...
Wait, he cheated on her?
Yeah, remember there was like DMs that came out, she was talking trash to the side chick and she was all mad at the side.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, so it ain't like, allegedly, it ain't like he was just Mr. Perfect Boyfriend and she just did this. Now I have to take the blame off her because she is in fact that crazy to do this. But I don't like how he's publicly distancing himself from her and dissing her. He should be like, you know what? I had love for her. She's going through some things. I don't agree with what she did, but let's just, you know, just say something like that. Give us one of them politically correct things. Cause it's giving, I'm a benefit off this. It's giving ladies come in my DMs and he's already got increased like 30,000, 40,000 followers.
He has 60,000 now.
Over?
No, he's literally verified. I had to go check this out because I'm like, what is this guy? And at first I'm like, ugh. And then I looked at the pictures. I'm like, oh, he's kind of cute.
He is cute. And then I think she went D crazy.
Yeah, she did. And I didn't realize they were so young. They're 25 and 26 years old. Think about it. Me at my grown age, still sometimes when it comes to love, we get a little crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Love will make you do some crazy things, right? And I'm not making an excuse for her at all because I feel like what she did was terrible. Like, you know, there are missing Black girls out there that nobody tried to search for, that nobody cared about, that, you know, that's just not a thing. It's not publicized. It's not nothing. And then now that people put the efforts together for a Black woman to try to bring her home, and you did this all over a man and because he had a side chick, like, this is embarrassing. And
the Black woman I've gotten that's been missing, we never give them over 400,000 are missing. It's crazy. They go missing every year. We don't give it. It gets zero attention. The one that finally gets attention is a hoax. Like, sis, you owe us a major apology, not just to your lawyer. You need to hop on live and holla at your peoples and say, listen, and apologize for this for real.
The crazy thing, it wasn't even the lawyer. It was the police chief reading the statement for the lawyer that he got for Cardi B. And I'm just like, this is just too much. Like, the lawyer don't even want to be seen next to her child. And I'm like, she needs to speak out on her own behalf and apologize to the people because this is ridiculous.
I get she's embarrassed and she should be.
She didn't think it was going to get this big. Let's be
honest. I think that's why she went home. I think she called up, like, she was like, did it?
She's like, what in the damn hell? I thought this was only going to go to his mother.
She probably was like, damn, they never check for Black girls. This will probably just be a thing in my community. Like, it won't ever get popular.
But why would you call 911? Like, that's crazy. Like, all of that, like, you could have just kept it amongst the family. Like, oh, they're getting me now. You know, I just hang up.
I'll tell you one thing, though. This is a major endorsement and advertisement for her man.
I could see both of them spinning off with this to reality television or something like that, a movie behind this. I don't think like that'll just be that. I definitely think there's going to be more. Do you think she's going to go to jail? They're thinking about putting criminal charges against her for this. Do you think it's going to go through?
Maybe, because when it's Black people that do stuff like this, they tend to get held accountable. But white women all day long falsely file police reports on Black people and lie. But somehow there's a really this big push. So I'm not really for her getting charges because until they go get them Karens that came before her, not to say what she didn't do, she did was wrong, what was right. But there's a whole bunch of other people y'all should holler at first. Like these people who file police reports against Black people trying to fish, call the cops on Black kids selling lemonade. Holler at them first and then you get the call. She should be way down on the list.
Well, no, I do think that they should do something. And the reason why, maybe like community service, like I'm not sure on the highway where she saw the baby, she could do it there.
Pick up trash maybe, or maybe she should work with a missing persons hotline, maybe answer call to see how it really affects
volunteer. Yeah, but and the reason why I say that is because you don't want a whole bunch of people coming out trying to be famous, so now they're doing this.
I'm so sick of this generation of clout chasing and attention seeking. Like, what was your game plan, your end game? What did you think was gonna happen? He's gonna be like, oh my God, my girl's missing, and then what? When he finds that it was fake, then what, dummy?
Yeah, but I think that's the whole thing. Like, when you're young and you go through stuff like that, you're not really thinking. Think about how many people are in a relationship with somebody and they break up and then they kill themselves. You know what I mean? Sometimes, I mean, because I feel like we're being, and don't get me wrong, because it's disgusting what she did. Mm-hmm. But then when you think about it from a mental health perspective, right? I've definitely been in a situation where it was a really bad breakup, you know, and you're devastated.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't know how to control your emotions and you're a little not all the way there, I can see somebody doing something that's, like I said, outrageous, like killing yourself or whatever. Like, that's equivalent to me, because she just killed her whole name and she looks crazy, you know, but she didn't do this for that. Let's be real. We don't know her, but we know that she did this for his attention. Yeah. And that's like some real, like, stuck in love ass shit.
That's true. You're right.
From a young girl.
It is very devastating to be heartbroken, especially when you believe in someone, what they're telling you, and you really believe it. You know, being led down a path that ends up being a dead end is really, really, I mean, at my big age, I mean, my last breakup was very devastating, because I was sold a whole fairy tale, happily ever after dream. And you think at this age, it's like, it wasn't less devastating because I was older.
That's what I'm saying.
But actually more, because I'm like, damn, I really was planning a life with you based on things you were telling me. And then to have your whole belief system ripped out. I do understand how that can make you go cry.
And then not just that, like, why I say the age thing, right, is because you've also moved on in life and found better people. Mm-hmm. Now, if this is the only person you've been tied to, and you think like this is just the end, you know what I mean? Like, I'm never going to find somebody else. And this was my only person. And I do think when you're younger, you think like that. But obviously, when you're older and you meet other people, you're like, oh, well, this guy was better than the last one. I'm glad I got rid of that loser. Like, you have that mentality. But like you said, when it initially, when I argue with my boyfriend, I feel like it's the end of the world. I'm like, I'm on like a respirator. That's just like, I don't know. It's just when you really love somebody, it's hard when y'all argue or you're rejected by them or any of that. And if she's looking and arguing with this girl, he's not paying her no mind. You get what I'm saying? She's like, what can I do? That's desperation.
It is desperate.
He was desperate. You know what I mean?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Ladies that are watching this, listening to this, hearing us, young and old, the person you're currently with or pining over or who's breaking your heart always feels like the best person.
Always.
Ever. And time fixes all of that. Usually, it really does, y'all. Like, the person that I thought was my end-all, be-all at 20, when I was 22, I was like, he really wasn't shit.
Yeah.
Now when you get to 30, you're like, nah, this one right here, for real. This is not rest. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, he was even worse. And then 35. Then 36. Then 39. Then he married someone. You're like, nah, man. This is who all the other ones did not work out for, but this one right here. And then you get to 40, 45, 50. There's no way I'm still wrong. I learned from all my life. And you still, the bottom still be falling out, yo.
But there's people that get married at like 80, 85. Like, they remarry. Like, listen, and I'm even talking to men, women, whoever, right? That heartbreak, that breakup, it hurts, but you will get over it.
You get over every single person that has broken
your heart. You can get over anything.
Everybody. Every single person that has broken your heart, you will get over. And there will be someone else you'll run into at when you least expect it. And you'll be like, damn.
This is why. And then he'll break your heart too.
Exactly. And then there'll be five more after that. So just,
and then you'll break his heart. Like, that's the thing too. Like, we break people's heart as well.
Just know, you guys,
Don't call the 911.
The heartbreak never ends. It's going to happen to the rest of your life. I'm just letting you know, like, give up all hope. It's always going to be sad.
Oh my God, Claudia. No, I don't agree with that.
It's going to be disappointment till the day you die. So just enjoy the pockets of positivity along the way and embrace them, because all good things come to
an end. No, I don't agree with that.
L'Oreal.
Not all the time. I do feel like some people do meet each other. There's people that's married forever and they never break up.
And so. Somebody cheats and lies.
No, but I will say, but you're going to go. I think people just think like even those relationships where people are together for 60 years, they're just like, oh, it's just because they just found the perfect relationship. No, it's not. You have to work for this and it's not easy. You have to work.
It's so cute, still full of hope.
Why do you say that? You're so negative, like a damn lady with cats.
I'm not negative. I'm not negative. I'm a realist. 60-something% of marriages divorce. Every single person that you've been with till today, you've broken up with. Not you, us, everyone. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to manage expectations. And no, it's not the end of the world. People will let you down. And then there'll be people that will be amazing for a time. And then things happen. People don't stick it out like they used to.
But that's what I'm saying. You have to work for it. Like the people that have those 60-year-long marriages, it's not because they're perfect in love and was all good. They've forgiven each other numerous times. They probably broke each other's heart 40, 60 times. And but they stayed together and they made it work because they wanted it to work. So yeah. When people think relationship, for some reason, they just think like, oh, it's blissful and everything. That's not realistic. And that's why I like when Michelle Obama talks about her marriage to Barack, because she was like, there was like 10 years of our marriage that I didn't even like him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I love him. And we stuck it out. And now look at us. And maybe in 2 years, we're going to hate each other again for a year. Mm-hmm. But this is my person. So I'm going to figure it out with him. So. Yeah. You can leave on from that person, but I don't want to figure it out with him no more and go to the next one or her no more. But I never met nobody that said they've been married forever and everything's been perfect from day one. We never argued and we never hurt each other. That's unrealistic. Yeah. A relationship doesn't mean perfect.
Not at all.
Claudia just gives up.
Yeah, I do.
See? But then you spin the block. So do you really give up?
I haven't really spun it that many times though. Like, right now I'm really good friends with my ex and we're like best friends, but we're not messing around right now. We're just like.
Right now though, because that means you're spinning the block soon.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, he got something on his life right now, but he's like, I just compare him to other people. Like he's my standard now. I'm like, well, he would never lie like these other people. You know, I do appreciate him more now. I'm like, wow, he was actually good. He's a good person.
Yeah, you ruined him by putting him on reality TV to be a monster like you.
I did not ruin him.
Yes, you did. And you know what? You actually taught me something, and I was glad that you opened up about that, because obviously in our space, it's so easy for people to start doing what we do when they're with us often, right? So it's like somebody already talked to me about like me and my guy doing a show or whatever. And like, I was like considering it. And then when I spoke, cause that's not his thing. And it's not really mine. Cause think about it. I only did reality TV for one season for Love and Hip Hop and I hated it. And it was before all the ratchetness was ratcheting, cause it wasn't even Atlanta season yet, you know? So I'm not big into it. But when you said that to me and that I had a conversation with him, I'm like, nah, I'm not about to ruin our relationship over something stupid like this. And I asked you. And I do feel like your show is the reason why you and KJ are no longer together. I don't think it's because y'all couldn't work through your problems. I feel like you absolutely could have worked through them. But once everybody got involved in your relationship and they started making your problems look like that you wasn't even thinking about, making them worse, it's like that to me, that's what broke y'all up.
A little bit. Really, before the show, we had things that I made it very clear that I definitely want to get married. And or have a more defined, like more committed partnership as far as like being in business together and having a home together. And he had been married before. So he was a little traumatized, a little PTSD from, you know, men one thing goes wrong, like ninth grade, it's like, I don't want that ever again. And we were like,
that wasn't ninth grade. He was married.
So, you know, I want to get married. So it just magnified the problem that really was there. And I felt like I throughout our relationship, I definitely felt like I wasn't good enough for him. Cause I'm like, well, if I was, why are you not like locking this down? You know, but really he was traumatized from, you know, a divorce before.
But would he tell you never?
No, he wouldn't say never. It was like, neither one of us budged with, he wanted more of this and I wanted more of that to get to where we want to be. And no one budged. You know, like he didn't come off his square, I didn't come off of my square. And that was a problem. So,
my thing is this. So you talked about marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And he never said never, but he just didn't give you a day. Is that what the problem was?
The show just sped up my ultimatum. I never given anyone an ultimatum in my life, but he's the one that told me to give him. He's the one that said, sometimes men need ultimatums. And I go, I've never given a man an ultimatum before. So I was thinking, are you speaking in code telling me that I should give you one? So then I was like, all right, I want us to move forward with either buying a house together or marriage. I gave him like three options by New Year's of that year after we did the show.
And how long were y'all together at this point?
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
And so he was like, okay, we made a lot of jokes about it. And then when we got closer and closer to New Year's, he didn't make a move. And I remember being together on a trip on New Year's and it hit me that he wasn't doing it. And I just burst out into tears. I was crying on New Year's Eve. My best friend was with me and she was like trying to mediate. And
you ruined your own damn New Year's Eve, because why the hell would you make that the date?
it made sense at the time. And so the show was coming out after that, like that was New Year's. And then the show had to come out in March. And then it got pushed back to May. So even though, I broke up with him and I was like, listen, maybe, and I did it like, well, maybe I'm not all that you want. So let me let you go so you can find what you really want. Cause I feel like I was doing everything right.
And what did he say when you said that?
He was devastated, but he still didn't act. But then he's not the type that's going to speak about it. Like, he was quietly heartbroken, you know?
Claudia, so, you're a monster.
No, I'm not. Why can't I ask for something that I want?
You can ask for something that you want, but if this is a person that you love, why are you rushing him? Y'all got the rest of your lives together, right?
I don't think 3 years is a rush. I don't. And I think...
I don't either, but if he's traumatized by something, why would you... So...
It can't be about his trauma, though. What about my trauma?
Then why don't y'all... See, I would have thought work on that together and go to therapy. That should have been...
I did suggest that, and we did
and talk he said
about
no?
It. No, we just never did it. Like, it's like we talk about it, but who, you know...
I would want somebody to be happy when they're going into something instead of, like, doing it just to make me happy.
Yeah, I did not encourage ultimatums. I would have never even suggested that if he didn't tell me to. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't my thing. So, in the meanwhile, while he was, you know... in that space, you know, other people came out the gate, like, you know what, all the things that he doesn't want to give you, I want to give you. So it just opened up.
Selling dreams when selling he was dreams. Being honest.
Yeah. So, but that's why I can still respect, I respect him and love him to this day. He respects me and loves him to this day because although it was difficult, we were very honest with each other. You know what I mean? And I can accept, I can take anything from someone as long as I know the truth. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'll have forever respect for that. Then someone that tells me, you know, the dream.
You guys are getting back together. You're hanging out. You're doing things like that. I predict that you two will get back together. And you probably will get married. Just let me know what color to wear to the wedding.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
What's your least favorite wedding color that I should avoid?
I hate red.
Me too. Red. And I'm an Aries and they always say, oh, red is your color. No, the hell it's not.
People be like, oh my God, red looks so good on telling you, I'm like, this is probably the only red thing I have. I hate
that. I don't like wearing lipstick. I don't like wearing
red. I do not rock a red at all. Let's move on. Hot topics. Let's. I want to talk about, I hate this. Gilly the Kid, his son passed away, YNG Cheese. Gilly and Wallow, I love them. Those are like my older brothers, and they just, their energy, their positivity, what they're doing and trying to do, what they try to do is speak life into the community, positivity into the community. And it's unfortunate that gun violence is what ended up taking the life of his son. It was a triple shooting in Philly, and that was last Thursday night. His real name is Nasir Fard, and he was 25 years old. He was shot in the back. And as we know, Gilly the Kid is a podcaster on Million Dollars Worth of Game. His cousin is Wallow. They do it together. And obviously, they're devastated behind this. Wallow posted, "Little cuz, usually when I talk to you, I got a lot to tell you. Tonight, the pain in my heart and tears spoke to you. I love you beyond life, Cheese. I got your father. Rest well." So we want to send our love, thoughts, prayers, condolences, hugs, kisses, anything we can to Gilly and Wallow and their whole entire family and the two other people that were shot as well. You know, what are we doing? We're killing ourselves. You know, we're killing each other.
And we need to stop. Like, why are we going so hard against each other? Why? At a time where we're under attack by the outside, and then we're gonna just have this all this infighting on the inside. It's ridiculous, and we gotta do something about it. We don't value life at all. We don't value each other. The most hate we get is from each other.
And, you hear something crazy that you said? We don't value life. I do think it's the youth more than anything, because I was talking to a girl the other day, and she's like from Oklahoma, you know, like. White girl, and she's 23, and we're talking, and she's telling us about her life. She's real cool, though. I like her. And then she goes, "You know, I could be dead. Life could be over for me at 40. I'm okay with that."
Right.
And I go, "What?" So I thought I was hearing things, and she said it again. They was like, "She didn't say that," and she repeated herself. She's like, "Yeah, at 40, I can die. Like, I can't even see living past there."
They said,
because she was like, "I don't want to be old," and this is, and I'm like, "What, girl? You don't even, first of all, 40 is not old. You ain't even, you just starting to live.
That's when you get money."
This is what I'm saying. I'm like, "Girl, I don't feel like I'm not 40 yet, but like, I don't feel like I'm, girl, these kids don't appreciate life."
They said social media got this generation extremely depressed with the comparison of other people's life that's not even usually real in the first place. So it's like the most depressed generation ever, and the most like fragile and, "Oh, what was me?" You know,
but I ain't gonna lie, social media done hurt everybody's feelings before. If somebody tried to tell me that they ain't see or do something and something happened and social media ain't affect them in some kind of way, somehow, some form, I wouldn't believe them. I don't care what they say. You see a negative comment on a bad day. Yeah. That make it so much more worse. So I try not to read them. I try not to, you know, bring all the positivity, but dying at 40 and being okay with it, that's crazy. Anyway, Russell Wilson, seems like he responded to Future dissed him and the record with Quavo, the new song, "Turn Yo Click Up." And Future said, "I get it out the field. F Russell." Yo, it was so random out of nowhere. I started laughing. Now, I wasn't like everybody else is like, "He's bitter. Why does he still?" I'm just like, yo, Future is crazy because he plays into that toxic role so much that the internet has really crowned him with. Mm-hmm. That I expect him to do stuff like this.
I do too, but it's really embarrassing though, because the man that you're sonning is raising your son and making a better effort at it than you are. And I cannot stand men that come from men like Russell Wilson.
We don't know. We don't know Future and Future's relationship, because he does have Future quite some time, but he obviously lives with Sierra. So, of course, he's going to see Russell way more. But I don't want to knock Future's parenting, because one thing, I've never heard anybody say that Future is not a parent to his kids, except for the one that he didn't want to claim.
No, he is not a parent to his kid.
He's not?
Even if it's one, all your kids matter, not just the ones that you still like, the baby mama. You don't like the baby.
Nah, that was a money grab, though. She made it clear that she did
it. He chose her. So I'm not going to blame the woman for getting pregnant. And it's like,
I'm not blaming. But if you're specifically switch around after you get pregnant, like, yeah, get this money. Like, some women are evil as well.
What future is the one with all the kids?
No, and I'm saying he's okay, but all I'm saying is of all the things, I just never heard that he was a bad dad.
I did.
For real?
He's not present. He's a letdown. If he was a great dad, Russell wouldn't be with him as much. He would be demanding.
Well, yes, he would, because he lives with Sierra.
They got planes. They got these things called planes. I would be like, I must see my son every week. I love him, or every other, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. Why do you think he does it? Just because it's not on Instagram? Like, we don't know their parenting schedule.
I don't, but I'm not. What I'm not going to do is defend anything Future does.
I'm not defending anything. All I'm saying is I don't know if he sees him, because the most times that we know that Russell is because we're seeing this on social media. Everybody doesn't put everything on social media.
True. But he put everything in songs. He's talking trash about Russell. Don't do nothing.
Maybe it's because he feels bad that, like, he does have such a bond with his son. And think about it. Like, I was in a situation like that when I was with a guy that I was dating, and the little girl really took a liking to me, and she always wanted to be around me, and her mother hated that. Mm-hmm. And it like, you would think that, like, because, you know, I treated her really well, like, whatever, she would be like, okay, as long as you treat my no, she hated me and that. So sometimes Future probably looking at this and like, he playing catch with my son, and Sierra said I can't see him today at 2. I'm not saying that she said that, because I don't mm-hmm. know, but that could be the bitterness. And I'm, again, this is me being devil's advocate. I don't know him, Russell. See, I know them like everybody else do on the internet, or I walk past them, say how y'all doing, and keep them. Well, I don't have relationships with these people, mm-hmm. but I can understand being upset that your son is being fathered by a man that you probably don't really care for. He probably, in his mind, is like, this square. This is Future we're talking about. You know what I mean?
Future is a thought. Future is for the streets. You gotta
that doesn't
look,
mean he can't be a good father.
You gotta look. It absolutely means you can't be a good father.
But you're not?
Yes. If you are so careless with your life, that you just bust off in multiple women you don't even like, and you show us you don't like them with the stuff you say about them publicly, you stressing out your baby mama, the mother that has to take care of your seed, you're not a good father.
If you sound like the bitter baby mama.
No, I'm not bitter. I'm a pro.
No, I didn't say you. Now you feeling guilty. I said he sounds like the bitter baby mama.
Let me tell you something. I got friends that have bitter baby daddies, right? And if you truly love your kid, as much as you may not rock with the baby mama, you know keeping her mental health and keeping her in a good place is important to your kid being raised in a happy home. You stress out the mama gonna be stressed and maybe take it out on your kid. You cannot like your baby mama no more, but putting stuff in songs and poking the bear, like doing all this nonsense, is showing you're not a good father. You're not putting your kid's well-being before your personal feelings, your jealousy. Like, there was no reason for him to say F Russell on a song all mad years later. Like, they've been broken up.
But what do you think the reason for my ex's baby mama to have a problem with me? They weren't together. Like, what's your problem with me? So that's what I'm saying. She's still a good mom, though. Like, that's what I mean. Sometimes people are just upset because they can't have you anymore. And that's what he's showing to me. Sierra was probably the love of his life amongst all of them. And she was like, I'm not putting up with this. Yeah. And then she left. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, F. Russell, because that's my girl in my mind. Who said that? Shaq just said the other day about Shawnee, I always consider her my wife. She's married to somebody else, fam. You cheated on her, did this, did that. But in your mind, if this is your person that you love the most, like how Puff, once Kim died, it was her. You get what I'm saying? Like, this is just your fixation. But either way, I like the fact that Russell took a shot back, because everybody always looks at him like this square, blase, blase, blah. So he basically did a post with baby Future.
Loved it.
And he said, best part of the day, #, dad life.
I love it. What I was trying to say was, I'm tired of ratchet, low vibrational men coming from men like Russell Wilson. these low, like I said, lower vibrational men that call him corny and whack and a square. The square, honestly, is who you want to have a relationship with and a life with and a future with. The hot boy is fun and sexy short term, and you may have a strong sexual connection, but that is not the guy that's going to be playing catch with your son. That is not the guy that's going to say, you know what, let me love you through your trauma. Russell Wilson is showing a very positive example of what a black man should be in society. He's not judging. I'm so sick of these men coming for Sierra like she's like the worst thing on earth because she chose to leave a toxic situation and then get with a healthy one. Now she's with a whack dude or a square. Squares own Amazon. Squares own become presidents of the United States. Squares are not out here impregnating 8 different women.
Yeah, it depends. What's your definition of a square? Because some people could call Future a square. You get what I'm saying? So it just all depends. I don't know. These people, I wish them the best. God bless them.
Future is heartbroken over Sierra for the rest of his life and regrets it. And we'll see one thing about Shaq, right? I gotta give Shaq props. At least Shaq has the self-awareness to say, I messed up and I was an F-boy.
But you're still being disrespectful because she has a whole husband and you call her your wife.
Right, that was wrong. But it's a future. We will never say I messed up. He's blaming everybody else but himself for his situation. He has taken no accountability publicly. At least Shaq is saying, hey man, I messed up. I saw something today about him saying he's very lonely in his 70,000 square foot home. He has no kids and no wife because of decisions he made.
Okay, let's move on. Slide into the DM. So I just thought that this was super funny. He slid in my DM. He said, hey, I know you got a man, but I got a plan I want. And I want you in the palm of my hand. You fine as hell. I'm open to you, but I'm not just open to your heart, but your legs too, if you know what I mean. First of all, the spell check must have been off.
Wow, Loria. So what you gonna do?
I'm gonna open them things up like 7-Eleven.
Your legs?
Grab legs.
Hey.
Why do you think that this was gonna bag anybody? And somebody that you're making clear that you know I got a man. So I think I'm gonna slide him on over to you.
No, I'm holding out for love, Loria. So I did plan to have a hot girl summer. I wanted a 6-month hiatus from my breakup was on February 16th. So I said I wasn't going to take anyone seriously and look at any relationship. Like I usually jump in on wifey right away.
Yeah. But so can you still have sex?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
So till August 16th, that's when 6 months is up and I'm the cleansing of relationship and all that heartbreak.
And then you'll be in a relationship by the 17th.
Probably.
You're like a serial dater. I don't even like that many people in life.
I like being one-on-one with someone. I like having inside jokes. I love having a bond with one person.
Yeah, but I try to keep that bond until the wheels fall off. I just don't I try everything before. It's like, because, you know, my first boyfriend passed away in a car crash. The second one is a car crash. And this is what I mean. I've had little ones in between. Like, I wouldn't count them as my boyfriend. Like, because I'm saying, like, I had only 3 in my life, even though I've dated people, you know, but I don't count them there. It wasn't long enough to count, you know. Anyway, so so many messages that I've gotten, people that are showing love to the show. Okay. And I just want to say thank y'all for reaching out. So, Claudia, anything that you want to say before we say our final goodbyes to our listeners?
Thank you to the people that, you know, I've been rocking with us. That's all I can say. Thank you and stay tuned.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
That's right. And so y'all can still slide in our DMs any given time. We still love the love from y'all. We also have other shows that we're on, the Morning Hustle Show. Every weekday morning, turn your radio on. You'll hear that. If not, download the app and you can hear me there. We also have a Morning Hustle podcast on this very same platform. You have the Bully and the Beast podcast that y'all can check out. I have on Loudspeaker Network. And also listen to Black Women, the podcast. That's my newest project. I'm so excited about it. Make sure y'all go check it out. The first season is out right now. Not the whole thing. It's still coming out week by week. So y'all can check that out on Madam Noir or on the Urban One Podcast Network. So we still have things going. Claudia, you got everything popping over there at Foxhole.
Check me out at Foxhole 5 days a week, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. on the East. And if you miss it, you can always go to YouTube the next day and watch the replay. And all the episodes live there. TGIF with myself, Funky Naniva, Alan Reynolds. It's the number one show. It's the top show, actually. It's like the only show left on Foxhole. We are killing it. And also some Fox affiliates around the country are picking it up. Also check me out on the Tubi film, All I Want Is You. Part one is out, part two is out.
Oh my God, my friend keeps ranting and raving about this damn movie and saying that I have to watch it. You did so good.
I bust the girl in the head with a bottle.
I have to see this.
I'm kind of gangster in the movie. And
fire.
Part two is coming out. In the ending, I do something extremely grimy. Like,
oh, don't give it away, Claudia.
I do something very grimy that you did not see coming. All I Want Is You on Tubi. And I got like 10 of the movies out. I got a lot of movies. I can't remember. I did like a lot this year. I've been really working really hard.
Did a lot.
I guest host on The Breakfast Club sometimes. Check that out. More podcasts coming, more movies coming, more live shows coming. My play, White Lies, I'm going to put it back on the road. I wrote, produced, created it, and directed it. And more to come, you guys.
Make sure y'all follow us to keep updated with what we got going on. You can follow me, like I said, at Starring L'Oreal, StarringLoreal. Still slide into my DMs because I still like to read them and get a good laugh. Claudia, where can they keep up with you and follow you?
Follow me at Claudia Jordan on Instagram and the old school heads, y'all go to Facebook and Twitter.
All right, y'all. We gonna get dressed. We putting these clothes back on. You buttoning up. We're going to get out of here. Thank y'all so much for y'all support and the love and for listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Love y'all.
Bye.
Say before we say our final goodbyes to our listeners.
Thank you to the people that, you know, been rocking with us. That's all I can say. Thank you and stay tuned.
That's right. And so y'all can still slide in our DMs any given time. We still love the love from y'all. We also have other shows that we're on, the Morning Hustle Show. Every weekday morning, turn your radio on. You'll hear that. If not, download the app and you can hear me there. We also have a Morning Hustle podcast on this very same platform. You have the Bully and the Beast podcast that y'all can check out. I have on Loudspeaker Network. And also listen to Black Women, the podcast. That's my newest project. I'm so excited about it. Make sure y'all go check it out. The first season is out right now. Not the whole thing. It's still coming out week by week. So y'all can check that out on Madam Noir or on the Urban One Podcast Network. So we still have things going. Claudia, you got everything popping over there at Foxhole.
Check me out at Foxhole 5 days a week, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. on the East. And if you miss it, you can always go to YouTube the next day and watch the replay. And all the episodes live there. TGIF with myself, Funky Naniva, Alan Reynolds. It's the number one show. It's the top show. Actually, it's like the only show left on Foxhole. We are killing it. And also some Fox affiliates around the country are picking it up. Also check me out on the Tubi film, All I Want Is You. Part one is out. Part two is out.
Oh my God. My friend keeps ranting and raving about this damn movie and saying that I have to watch it. You did so good.
I bust the girl in the head with a bottle.
I have to see this.
I'm kind of gangster in the movie. And
fire.
Part two is coming out. In the ending, I do something extremely grimy. Like,
oh, don't give it away, Claudia.
I do something very grimy that you did not see coming. All I Want Is You on Tubi. And I got like 10 of the movies out. I got a lot of movies. I can't remember. I did like a lot this year. I've been really working really hard.
Did a lot.
I guest host on The Breakfast Club sometimes. Check that out. More podcasts coming, more movies coming, more live shows coming. My play, White Lies, I'm going to put it back on the road. I wrote, produced, created it, and directed it. And more to come, you guys.
Make sure y'all follow us to keep updated with what we got going on. You can follow me, like I said, at Starring L'Oreal, StarringLoreal. Still slide into my DMs because I still like to read them and get a good laugh. Claudia, where can they keep up with you and follow you?
Follow me at Claudia Jordan on Instagram and on the old school heads, y'all go to Facebook and Twitter.
All right, y'all. We gonna get dressed. We putting these clothes back on. You buttoning up. We're gonna get out of here. Thank y'all so much for y'all support and the love and for listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. We're going to get out of here. Thank y'all so much for y'all support and the love and for listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.